This is Tuesday, the 13th of May, 1969.
Facts from spirits. And if you are still wishful to compile those facts, and I am still ready to go on with them, I want your agreement to that, first of all.
But of course, yes.
Because after a while, there will be the need to go over what we have told of together and perhaps revise it just a little, but that will come later. The good can be shifted, as it were, and we pick out what we really want to know. Since we were together, there have been one or two experiences that I've had in the spirit world here. I felt how deeply they would interest you if you could have been there, which of course was impossible. But nevertheless, I find a great help and support coming from your own personal friends. Therefore, giving me the feeling within myself of satisfaction concerning the work that we shall undertake to do. Each one will play their parts, and as the weeks go on and we record, you will have messages there and the voices, I hope, of your own loved ones from spirit. I think you would like that.
Yes.
And we shall allow them in many ways to contribute to what it is we have to give you. I mean your own personal loved ones,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Apart from your own guides, who of course naturally will take part. And so as the time goes on, you will understand many, many things that we shall place in front of you. You remember I spoke to you regarding my own life story?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And although there wasn't a great deal of time then, I would like to go on from there, if I possibly could,
yes,
with your agreement, because toward the end, I was unable, as it were, to finish all that I wanted to say to you. And it was only after, when I began to consider and think about it, that I realized that would be a very good starting point for the various things that will be disclosed to you. Of course, you will have to be patient, because they will not all come in one evening. And there will be times when perhaps we shall need to do just a little gentle persuasion to those who will come to you from spirit. But in the end, it will have been well worth it. Tonight I want to speak to you, if I may, concerning your own personal friends, because I do want you to get more acquainted with them so that they can take part in this, how shall I call it, recording, I'll say for the moment, in the near future, more active than what they are at the present time. This, madam, will enable you to lose a great deal of that irritability and unhappiness that's with you at the moment.
Yes, Jane.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And as the weeks go by and we're able to draw them closer to you and draw you out a little more to talk to us, you'll find that that will be corrected.
Yes.
Don't worry over it.
No,
please don't worry.
No, thank you.
Because there is no need whatsoever. It will go along quite all right. And then we come back to the theme of the healing for a moment.
Yes.
You know that you two will work together.
Yes.
And I want to tell you of all those who have built, as it were, from our side of life to make this possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know a good deal concerning our friends' guides here.
Yes.
But you do not know so much concerning your own.
No, I'm sure.
And that is why we want to get you more acquainted with them. because you will then take a much deeper interest than you feel you want to do at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
You will be drawn into it so very, very closely that you will find that it is having a vast effect upon your material life. You are becoming a calmer and a happier person than you've known for a long, long time past.
True.
But that will be at the ultimate end of the working of the guides with you.
Mm-hmm.
We have put a lot into this and will put a lot into it to bring this about. We have waited a long, long time. And so we ask, first and foremost, that you give us the desired help that we want and the cooperation of you all. And don't be at all surprised sometimes that if in the middle of it, you are not just taken away. Don't worry about that. Just let me go on talking, as it were,
yes,
and just gently release yourself so that you can draw to you the full power of those in spirit. And with you, sir,
yes,
you know as well as I do that there is going forward with you a great change. A change in your working, a change in your understanding,
yes,
and a very delightful change in your outlook towards spirit and all to do with it.
Oh, yes.
And so you will find that it is all culminating in the one thing, to bring nearer to you, and you're all taking part in this, not one only,
yes,
nearer to you something that we can give you that will be made known to all those with whom you come in contact.
Mm-hmm.
Something that eventually, when the time has passed, you'll be able to read to them with the authority of knowing that it has come directly from spirit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Not, of course, setting myself up to be anything more than just a worker, but like yourselves, I have waited a long while for this opportunity to give to your world a little more of the truth of all that takes place in spirit.
Yes.
So many of your people have got such weird and wonderful ideas, especially of how everything happens when a person passes to the spirit world. They seem to have the mistaken idea that someone sits there with a book and pencil, and you're to go this way, you're to go that way, and you're to go this way. And it seems as though that has got fixed in their mind to such an extent that they begin to imagine all sorts of things concerning the spirit world. They imagine within themselves places that do not exist. For one thing, we have heard stories told concerning the dreadful places that you are supposed to go to if you haven't quite behaved yourself in this world.
Yes.
It's nothing of the sort. There are people that will tell you that they have visited those places. Those people are prevaricators of the truth. In other words, liars, if you will excuse the expression.
Mm-hmm.
That's more straightforward then.
Because, well, I'm trying to be polite, but of course these things can be sorted out later.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to cut out words, you are quite at liberty to do so. But they are figments of their own imagination. When you pass from this world to ours, or your world rather, to our world, you will find that there is a certain amount of greyness, shall I put it that way, as though it wasn't quite daylight, like your early morning when it is beginning to break through the clouds. And for a while, no doubt, you wander and think and wonder. That is, of course, if you are plunged suddenly into the spirit world.
Yes.
But if you go normally, or we'll say after a long illness, there's a period of rest for you. And surely we couldn't find rest for you or for ourselves in a world such as they would describe to you, being such a terrible place where they're all in I don't know what slime and goodness knows what. How could anyone for one moment visualize that as being the state that you will enter when you leave the physical body? To us, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be ridiculous. But we have to kill these things if we possibly can. And this is the only means in our power. But there is so much that takes place that for a little while, people, young and old alike, are not conscious of the fact of those or of what they have left behind. There is, with many, a period of rest. Others, there's just a period of going on, a wide awake period. But with each and every one, there is somebody waiting to explain, to tell them where they are and what is happening. Many of them at first won't listen. They still seem to think they are upon the earth plane. This often happens in cases where there has been perhaps a nasty accident upon your earth world and all have been plunged into the spirit world. It is almost impossible for me to describe to you the feelings of those people when they do realize. But even then, it is some time before they become really conscious of those that they have left behind. And there are those that don't feel that drawing. They want to go on with the new life, visualizing all that can happen and all that they have to see and all that they have to know. Then suddenly there is an awareness of a love cord that is there. Perhaps somebody upon your earth plane has begun to think about them too. And the link is made suddenly. And then they realize all that has happened. And then only, are they given the possibility of making a communication if they so wish. But it must not be an idle communication. It must be something worthwhile. And so many of the things that are brought through to your world, we would often like to see thrown to one side because they are valueless, useless. However, that's the sorting, as it were, of the dross from the gold that has to go on. But that is what actually takes place. There are no darkened spheres, terrible spheres, as they would describe them to you. There's a figment of imagination. They may appear perhaps to many, but they are in the dark. Certainly they're in the dark because they've been to sleep. And on waking, discover all that lies before them. Now these are facts. I ask you to believe it because I want you to help, if you will, in giving to all those with whom you come in contact the real truth of what happens and doing away with the other imagination.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You follow what I mean? And this will be a work that will be open to all of you and a great and glorious work. But we will bring you, from time to time, various ones who will give you their story. This will somewhat verify what I am telling you now. I do not want it to be always I said this, I said that. I want you to have a verification of it occasionally, so that then it will be more easy for you to accept. I don't say you doubt me, I don't say that for a moment, but from the point of view of so many who are waiting to give their evidence, I want it to be a joint affair, whereby you all can join in, they too can come, and there will be many, and they will give you, from time to time, something really and truly worthwhile listening to. I myself probably will have to take second place in a little while, because there is somebody far higher in the spirit world than I who will come to talk with you, but that is in the near future, and so I leave that with you. Oh, it is, and what it is will be made known to you. Who it is and what it is they have to say to you,
yes,
will be made known to you when the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, be satisfied with all that comes. Be satisfied with your own development. Try to further it just a little more than what you're doing, because it will give you great satisfaction in the everyday life. And you will be able to see then the people who will come and talk with you. Make no mistake about that, you will be able to see them. And so that in itself will be a reward for all that you have put forward.
Thank you.
You follow?
Yes.
Now, would you want to question me concerning any of this before I finish for this evening? Because that is as far as I'm going to talk to you this evening.
Well, it is so simple and so easy to understand that these things which are simple and easy to understand, they do seem to be too good to be true. But I can understand it because I've felt like this for a jolly long time. The only thing is that this begins to get involved. There are different qualities, shall we put it this way, qualities of people who go from here to your sphere. Take, for instance, the normal, everyday person who's had an illness and will have to have a rest to get over it. The person who, as you said, is dispatched quickly in an accident, then of course they'll be mesmerized and not know where they are. When they get there, they have to be helped. There is the question of the wicked man, the murderer and such like.
Yes, I thought you were going to bring that subject up.
That would be for another
yes.
time, perhaps.
I thought that you were going to bring that subject up. But again, you remember, go back when I said to you that each one has someone to meet them.
Yes.
And each one is given again that offer of free will that God gave to each one of you, and which still exists in the spirit world.
Well, it does exist in the spirit world.
And if they choose to be helped, which some of them do, then the opportunity is there. If they do not choose it all at once, then they would be, as it were, wandering for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the places that are described to you.
No.
In a different sphere, where they would meet with their own kind and their own thinkers and people that think like them, but always under every condition and in no wise altered, is that certain someone that is ever near, the slightest thought, the slightest reaching out for something better, and it's there.
I see.
You see?
The helping hand is
they are
there.
Not confined to their own thoughts, left alone, as it were, to do the best they can. There is always that presence there.
Mm.
Call it a presence, because they do not know, they do not understand. But as you know, much of the language in spirit is thought the same as it is between us and you.
Yes.
And therefore their thoughts are known, their desires are known. And every so often there is a greater being than us ordinary guides that comes and tries to give, as it were, that help and to try to show them what life could be if they would put those thoughts to one side. But when you realize, as you surely must, you have enough common sense, realize the hundreds and thousands that have gone to spirit with that bitterness in their minds, that unhappiness, and knowing that, as they thought, that was the finish of everything, and finding themselves suddenly in another world of activity, and another sphere of activity, as it were, immediately their thoughts are turned in another direction, even against their own wishes. But that is a story which we, as you say, we must take on its own at some other period.
Well, it's a very involved subject, isn't it?
It is, but I will give it to you as I know it to be. And it will help you very, very much to clear away many of the little feelings that must enter your mind at times, and many misunderstandings that must enter it too. And this is the sort of thing that I would like to see happen to everyone, because we should then see a wonderful movement of spirit and spirit return upon your earth plane, when we could wipe out people's imagination and hear the truth from their lips as we hear it in spirit. Well, I know it seems to be reaching high, but it could be done if just a handful of people like yourselves would listen to what we have to say to them.
You know, sometimes, Chang, you think someone is talking to, well, at least I do, someone is talking to me, and I'm never quite sure. This is where my, it's not that I doubt spirit, it's that I doubt me.
Yes.
And actually, just lately, I've had quite an individual that said, go on, do it. Do it. This has been...
Yes.
Yeah. Is this me, or my subconscious, or is it...
No, it is somebody with you.
Look up, he said.
Test them.
Yes.
Test them, will you, in this respect? Well, listen, and I'll tell you. Send out a thought, will you? Mm-hmm. Anything concerning something with your everyday life, if you so wish. Send it out. Think it as though you were speaking it. And you'll find the answer given to you. And then you'll know that it was not your imagination, but somebody that is directly responsible for all that is going on.
Yeah, one, you don't mind me talking about this, do you?
Not at
one
all.
One little instance was, I've got a thing about rooks.
Yes.
I don't mind rooks, I quite like them, but I don't like looking up and seeing one.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and Saturday morning I was out in the back garden and I could hear this rook going over the house. And I thought, I'm not going to look up, just in case there's only one. Because I've looked up before.
Yes, yes.
And someone says to me, look up, look up. And I thought, no, I'm not going to. Look up. And it was quite bossy. And you know, I did look up. And then when I looked up, there was a pretty little sparrow sitting on the television aerial. You know, and it was quite funny, really, the way it was.
There you are, you see. Now, you see the kindness of those people. How much they know about you. Because whoever that was must have known your fear. And in telling you to look up was trying to destroy that fear for you. You all have these funny little fears and superstitions.
That sort of stupid superstition, really.
Well, not stupid. Don't say stupid, because these things do get imprinted in people's minds.
Yes.
And they play a very important part in your life.
Well,
Don't call them stupid. It's something that you can't overcome all at once.
And he says, I don't know why I refer to it as a him. I sort of feel that it was too firm.
Yes.
Something else. But we're having quite a job with you. This was the way I was spoken to, you know, in...
Well, they're right, aren't they?
We're having a job with you, and this is when I'm standing by the sink. I get more thoughts at the sink than anywhere else.
Good. Jolly good.
We're having a job with you, you know, we're trying to train you. This is what... then I think, well, this is too European, you know, it's too sort of everyday
English. Why? They must talk to you in your own language for you to understand. Yeah. You see, whoever they are, whatever personality, they've got to adapt themselves to talk to you in the language and the conditions that you would understand. And they are having a job with you, aren't they?
They're having a job with
you. Yes, well, they are. Because you fight it all the time.
Actually, I fight it. I want to do it, but I can't discern between my imagination and this, you see, because I'm a bit of a, you know, strong-willed if I want to be.
You are, I know. I could tell you that quite frankly. Pardon me, but we do speak plainly
it's
over these things.
True, so you've got to.
You are. And until you have...
that nonsense.
No, well, until you've got that positive attitude, you will not be quite so satisfied with your progress.
Hmm.
But it is coming, and that is why they are trying to work with you.
Yes.
But remember this always, please, that they've got to do their best, because when they're working with anyone such as yourself, you see, they've got to be careful not to let you think that they are destroying your free will.
True.
You see, as somebody said once, and no doubt you would say the same thing, I'm master of my own soul, I'm not going to be dictated to.
Well, I don't mind being dictated to or told for my own good, because actually speaking is quite a good thing. I like this attitude of whoever it is, because it's direct and no nonsense.
Well,
I don't want
you
all that flowery stuff.
No,
you know?
No, it's no good to anybody.
And if I'm going to do anything, it's going to be right.
Yes. You'll get no flowery stuff from me, I can tell you that. Now, a friend will tell you that here.
Yes, but it's the right
way. Because that's the only way.
Yes.
The only way. Otherwise, if you're going to be any use to us at all, and we want that more than anything while you're still in the physical body, then you've got to earn for yourself, as we have earned in the past, truth and sincerity, and wash everything else out.
Mm.
We don't work to please human beings.
No, no.
We work to give them the truth, but we work to please God the Father.
Yes, that's it, isn't
you it? You see?
Like somebody says to me this morning, come on, give us a reading. I say, oh no.
Oh no.
I don't want none of that, thank you very much. It's not right.
No.
And I won't do these things.
No, well, we had a little incident like that when we were away. Ask her to tell you about it afterwards,
will
you? I won't disturb your circle by telling you about it. No.
But it's wrong,
but
isn't
you
it?
See, it is very wrong in this respect, that spirit, and all to do with spirit, as you well know, is, when you get on a little to understand it, a very sacred thing.
Yes.
I don't mean morbidly sacred.
No, I know what you mean.
Because we enjoy a joke with you the same as you do with us, and would like to see more of it in a good, clean way.
Yeah. Yes.
But it is sacred in this respect, that it is of God.
Mm.
And therefore, let us, under every condition, keep the truth and sincerity that He would have us do.
Mm.
You see, that's why so many wonderful people upon your earth plane, to start with, fail, because they've lost their truth and sincerity. They've begun to be acclaimed by everyone as a wonderful medium, a wonderful person, and their hat has been so tight that it's squashed their brain. You understand what I mean, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, instead of walking straight through life with that cleanliness of thought and that sincerity of purpose, they have turned, as it were, to the adulation of the hundreds and forgotten who gave them the gift in the first place.
Yes, this is it.
I said this is like one of the talents.
Definitely.
It's not going to be misused. I'm not telling you.
No.
I wouldn't do it, because I think it's a stupid.
If you use your talent rightly, more will be added to you.
I don't
seek ye first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God within yourself.
Mm.
The rest will be added on.
Mm. Thank you very much.
You'll find it will. I'm not a sanctimonious person by any means. I have enjoyed life and still enjoy many things that happen upon your earth plane.
Mm.
But underneath it all, I know I have learned a very bitter lesson in the past of understanding who my Maker really was.
Mm.
But I am content.
Mm.
I am content because I have a friend in my Father God that no one can take away. True. And that's what I want you to have.
Yes, I do feel that.
Hold him in the simplest things and the greatest things in your life.
Mm.
He will be there. And you'll know it.
Yes, that's very true.
And now just a word, if I may, concerning the people that you pray for and think so much of.
Yes.
Some, as you know, are on our side of life.
Yes.
Some that you have known in the past.
Mm. Yeah.
And there has been deep gratitude from them and from their own special helpers. Because you have made the work so easy for them to awaken and arouse the interest of those loved ones when they've reached the spirit world. Mm. That's one phase of your healing work.
Yes.
And that could apply to all of you.
Thank you, Jenny. Yes.
Remember that and think when you're feeling depressed and down, you don't feel to be getting on as you'd like to, you remember the thoughts that go. And remember, those thoughts are so active and such wonderful things that, given in the right manner, they give unto us in spirit a wonderful help
mm-hmm.
and a wonderful urge to come to you to give you more.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, James. Great help.
As the leader of the circle, are you satisfied with, can we do anything further to help in any way?
In what way do you mean, my son?
Or must we just await our turn? Get in the queue, so to speak. We do seem to, well, we do, without any doubt, want to go out into this world to help.
Yes.
Is there anything further? Is there something that we're missing that could help with the progression?
And not just yet.
No.
You're doing very well.
As long as you're satisfied.
Yes, we are all. I don't say myself, we are all very satisfied.
Well, I say to you, because you happen to be well, you're the chosen leader of the circle. That's
Thank
it.
You.
And I know that from past experience what you say is true and it's the truth we're looking for, and I know.
And the truth you'll get.
We're in the right environment to get this.
And when it is time for you to be of further use, as it were, out in the world, as you call it, we will tell you.
Mm.
We will tell you very, very definitely. We won't need to, because you will find yourselves, you will think, well, now, here is something I can do.
Mm.
Here is something I can say. And that's how it begins.
Mm.
And from there you go on a little further, you see. And you find that that is well received. Therefore, friends, give me just that little more. And we give it you.
Mm.
And on you go, you see. You have all suffered from the same thing, really. You have never, to my way of thinking, been in the hands of people who could help you.
No.
They've always taken from you, you see.
Yeah.
And your own personal friends have not been able to get as near to you as they would like. But now their opportunity, and they'll seize it. You don't want to worry.
Mm.
And you yourselves will feel within yourselves such a contentment and such a peace that no matter what may go on around you in your earth life, and there is a variety of things that go on, isn't there, all round you.
Oh, true. Yes.
Tend
yes.
to work you up at times.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what happens, you will have that peace and contentment within yourselves, which rightly said, passeth all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Something that is so definite, no one can destroy it. They'll try. They try, but it just goes like water off the duck's back, the mm-hmm. proverbial saying, as you know. It doesn't matter. Deep down within yourselves is that certain something that no one will ever destroy because it is of God.
Yes, thank you, Jane.
Jane, do you think that I am progressing? I know I don't do a lot, I can't do a lot, but I do try. Do you think that I could do more than I am doing, or?
No. I think you've given yourself to Spirit very nicely. And now, just you leave the rest to them, will you?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You see, development goes on, not always in your circle. It goes on every hour, every moment of your day.
Yes.
And little things will show themselves in the near future, which will convince you. Don't think because you perhaps sit here the whole of the evening and nothing happens, that you're not progressing. You'd be very amazed if you could see it like we do. And this goes for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
But there is nothing more that you can do at the moment.
Mm.
Only give yourself, as it were, wholeheartedly to them, because you can do that, because you have been convinced of their protection. You know, you're not giving yourself idly to something you don't understand. You know the protection is there.
Yeah, I do
you
try.
Rest, yes, well, don't try too hard. Just take it peacefully and quietly, will you?
Yes. Sir.
Because the steady, peaceful soul and the steady, peaceful mind is the one that we can get nearest to.
Mm-hmm.
And there you'll find it very active within your everyday life. Again, I say, and I say it to you, that peace will be there. You won't be able to explain it, don't try.
No.
But there will be that certain something. And you'll turn and think to yourself, what a fool I was to worry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jane.
Yes, very nice, Jane. Thank you.
And now I leave you because...
Come next week.
I think I've spoken enough for a little while. I shall be here each time with you.
Very nice.
It won't be always such a long conversation because we must allow time for your own friends to get to you.
You know, I've been looking at you.
Pardon?
I've been looking at you quite well, I can see you.
Yes, I'm so glad. Because that proves one thing to me that I said to you just now. You will see. And that's what I want above all
else.
A bit
of strain.
Never mind, don't overdo it, just let it come quite naturally. And I shan't occupy the whole of your evening each week. But when I am going to, I will give you the warning, shall I put it that way, the week before. So that you can be ready, you see. And now I leave you because a few moments to yourselves afterwards will be very, very well spent.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you.
Nothing you want to say before I go?
I think we've asked you quite a lot, don't you?
Did you wear sandals, Jane?
Yes.
What you did?
Yes. I can see that I shall have to put on something very, very special to give you just a little try out one night. Can I do that? Very good.
I'm sensing this more than seeing it.
That's all right. It's another form of understanding.
Actually, you've got a robe on that's like a kimono.
Yes.
Round tonight.
Yes, it reaches down very, very well too.
Not to your ground though.
No. About the length of the frock this one has on at the moment.
Just, yes, that's about it.
That's all right.
I've seen you.
Good. Thank you for that, because...
She's got her tabs on her chain notes.
Good.
She'll rope you in for something, I'm sure.
I'm very well satisfied. And so let it be soon. And now I will bid you good night, because
night,
I have work to do.
God bless you.
Of which we should may, perhaps you may hear about it afterwards. But I have work to do, and so, good night.
Good night, Jane.
God bless you. And may he always guide you in all you do and say. Because that guidance is worth having.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
Jane.